friend. This is Deeper Life, and I'm your host, Alexis Teichmiller. I'm a writer, content creator, and a woman on a journey to finding more depth in life. If you crave soul-filling conversations and long for a stronger connection to yourself and others, consider this your safe haven. It can be hard to embrace who we are, let alone share that with the rest of the world. The Deeper Life podcast is a safe place to show up and hear conversations about relationships, emotional growth, and explore what it means to be vulnerable. If you're ready to dig deeper, I'm here to help you embrace who you are, reflect on your past, and connect with yourself. Welcome to A Deeper Life.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Deeper Life. It's your host, Alexis Teichmiller, and today we're having a little chat. We're having a solo cast, just you and me, and I want to say, first off, thank you for spending your valuable time with me. Thank you for holding space. I really love that phrase, holding space, because it's one of my goals to always be able to hold space for other people, meaning I am making room for their ideas, their thoughts, their opinions, their emotions, their personhood, all of their experiences. I am holding space and making space for them so that they feel like they can take up space. And a lot of times it's giving that permission and saying, I'm going to hold space for you today. Give me whatever you have. Share with me whatever you want. I can hold it with you. Instead of us feeling like we have to hold everything on our own. And this is kind of a side note, but that's something I really look for in my friendships, is who is holding space for me and who do I consistently hold space for. And if I am holding space for someone, meaning, again, I'm making room for them, and they aren't able to reciprocate that, and that becomes a pattern. Now, hey, I don't necessarily expect someone to hold space for me all the time, right? That is a pretty high expectation that someone's always going to be able to hold my emotions, my thoughts, my opinions, and really give me a empathetic, understanding conversation back and forth. People can't always do that because everyone's got things going on in their lives, right? But what I will say is that if that behavior becomes a pattern where I'm consistently holding space for them, but that person isn't consistently also reciprocating that, that can sometimes be a sign to me that maybe I need to distance myself from that friendship, or maybe I need to bring up and have that conversation with them, let them know how I'm feeling. And yeah, so that was a little bit of a side note, but it is something that I say a lot and something that I've been working on becoming even more aware of, is the way that I hold space for other people and the way that they hold space for me, and kind of what that means interrelationally, like inside the relationship, how that energy transfer impacts the friendship, the relationship, whether it's with your family, a friend, your spouse. If you're constantly holding space for someone and then they don't make any time to ask you questions, hear you out, listen to you if you're having a hard day, support you in your dreams, support you in a celebration, whatever that looks like, that can be really difficult to, that can be extremely difficult to continue to hold space for that person or try to have a deeper relationship with them. And so that aside, thank you for holding space for me today. And I want to hold space for you too. So thank you for just this experience of the fact that I'm in your ears right now and we're chatting, and this is a conversation. And I definitely want you to reach out to me on Instagram at Alexis Teichmiller, or just tag me in your Instagram story. If you screenshot your podcast player, tag me in it. And I would love to continue this conversation with you. Today, we're talking about playfulness. And this is a bit of an off-the-cuff podcast. I'm in my new co-working space. It's not quite fully open yet. And I am in the new recording studio that the amazing owner has put up. And I kind of consulted on some things in terms of mics and mic stands and things like that. And it's been such a fun process to see this come together. So I'm recording actually in the podcast studio today, which is exciting. I'll probably be recording, I would say, 75 to 90% of my shows moving forward from this space. It just feels so amazing to have an environment to do that in. So that's a big win for me. But when we think about a deeper life, and this is something I've really been contemplating a lot, is when we think about what it means to live a deeper life, it is not a destination, it is a practice. And I think an underrated and perhaps undervalued element of living a deeper life is playfulness and giving ourselves the energy to play and to use our imagination and to step into this energy and mindset of ease and lightheartedness. And something that I can get in the habit of, and I wonder if maybe you do too, as we're on this journey to living a deeper life, being more intentional, and really like looking at every area of our life, our body, our mind, our spirituality, our family, our finances, our career, our relationships, right? When we look at all these different areas of life, where do we feel the most playful and where do we feel the least playful? And I can tell you, I feel incredibly playful in my friendships and in my relationship with my partner. And I'm curious, like, and then there are also areas of my life where I don't feel like I can be playful. I feel like I have to take things very seriously, aka my business, like building a coaching business, helping millennial women. There's an element of that that I take, well, not just an element, I take that very, very seriously. And what I have been practicing is, what would it look like to also just have fun and to play and to use my imagination and to be creative? And I think that we get so focused on self-improvement and self-help that we lose sight of the playful, exciting energy that it means to just be alive, because we're so focused on trying to grow. We can sometimes miss out on the everyday joyful moments that life brings us because we are in a headspace where we're taking things very, very seriously. And so I actually, what sparked this podcast episode and something that I realized I struggled with that I wanted to bring up was this graphic I saw on Instagram. And I shared it on my Instagram story a couple days ago. And I had several people message me and DM me after I posted this graphic. And I'm going to read the graphic to you, and then I'm going to kind of share some of the input that my community shared with me and see if you resonate. So it's these two columns, and on one side it says take a break from, and then it lists things underneath it. And then on the right column it says and try. So take a break from this and try this. And I'm going to read you the four different examples that it gives you. And this is 100% credited to the Instagram account Holistically Grace. And I'll make sure to tag that in the show notes because I want to give this person credit for this amazing graphic and just the thoughts and the conversation internally that this graphic sparked in me. So definitely go check out that page, Holistically Grace. But the first example was take a break from consuming self-help content and try reading for pleasure to disconnect. And the word disconnect here doesn't necessarily resonate with me because I read fiction to connect with this more playful, imaginative side of me. So I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm reading for reading fiction for pleasure to disconnect from myself. It's more of to honor the playful side of myself. But the point is we consume so much self-help content, especially if we're in this self-awareness like spiral. Like we realize something about our lives we want to change, and then all of a sudden we go deep dive. Maybe you're in therapy, you're in counseling, you're meeting with a psychiatrist, you have a coach, like you have someone in your life that's also helping guide you through this. And so then you just start to see all these areas of your life that need to change or that you need to grow in. Or you have this awareness of, I was raised this way and now it's impacting me as an adult this way. Or I realize that, you know, I was made fun of whenever I was 12 and this is how that energy is showing up for me in my career and my insecurities. And we're starting to see how all these things are connected, and we just get like overwhelmed with the idea of how much we need to grow and how much we need to heal and how much we need to just like, it's exhausting, right? And I'm bringing this up because I never want to paint a picture that, especially around the deeper life, that we have to be serious all the time. And that's why I wanted to bring up this conversation of playfulness and giving ourselves the space to play, to take a break, to give ourselves the space, to give ourselves and hold space for ourselves to take a break from all the growth and all the inner work and focus on something else that can bring us a bit of lighthearted joy. So the second example was take a break from educational podcasts, LOL, hi, and listen to music from your teenage years. This is so helpful. I listen to a couple podcasts a day. It can feel incredibly invigorating. I'm learning something, but then also sometimes I can just feel stuck. I can feel like, gosh, there's so much about me I need to process and change. And I'm listening to this podcast about finances. I'm listening to this podcast about white supremacy and racism. I'm listening to this podcast about systemic poverty. And there's this overwhelming accountability and responsibility that I want to change. And then there's also this element of I can feel so overwhelmed with all the things in my life I need to change or address or heal that I end up getting overwhelmed and I do nothing because I either, one, am trying to be perfect and want it to be perfect and all my growth to be on this very linear, you know, path when it's really all over the place. And so I have been starting to listen to music from the early 2000s, which I'm 27. I was born in 1993. And I love early 2000s music, like love it. I love me some Nelly, Avril Lavigne, Britney Spears, like all over the spectrum of music. But when I listen to that, it brings back those younger memories and that playfulness that I felt as a kid. And that's really the energy I'm trying to cultivate on this podcast episode, is to kind of encourage us to step back from all of the education and there is a level of when you do become educated on something, you then need to practice it or decide how you want to practice that moving forward, right? How you want to implement that education. There's also this element of taking a break and recognizing that we can't be constant, our brains cannot constantly be learning something new and processing something new all the time. And so there is something comforting about going back to listen to that teenage music that can bring us back to that younger sense of ourselves where there's that more playful energy. The third example was take a break from talking, analyzing, and processing and try taking a walk, dancing, moving your body. This is huge for me. I, you know, especially coaching millennial women, and a lot of my practice in my business is very focused on finding new resources, finding new books, building curriculum. There's a lot of talking, there's a lot of analyzing, and there's a lot of processing. And something that I try really hard to prioritize, but don't always prioritize, is moving my body and getting outside of my mind and kind of building that mind-body connection through moving my body, through dancing. And dancing, I actually used to be a collegiate dancer. That is a podcast episode for another time. But I danced all through high school, danced through college, and I love to dance so much. It brings me so much joy. But I've gotten away from dance, and I've dabbled with the idea of potentially even starting a hip-hop class here in my small town. I think that would be so much fun, but I get in my head about it. I'm not certified, all of that. But all that to say, like, moving my body, I can tell a difference after I do that. And because I spend so much of my day doing the talking, the analyzing, the processing, as we do in most of our days as we're working, right, prioritizing that movement is so important. The fourth and final example from this graphic I'm talking through, again, through the creator, her Instagram account is Holistically Grace. So the fourth example is take a break from deep inner healing work and try laughing about that cat video with your friends. And I felt this one particularly on a very deep level because I'm stepping back into therapy right now in my own healing journey, recognizing that it's something that It's been about a year and a half since I've been in therapy, and I want to step back in, so I am. And I'm about to jump back into this journey of like very deep healing from childhood, from teenage to early adulthood, just walking through my healing journey and recognizing the way that my past trauma or experiences are impacting my daily life. That is very heavy work, right? It's heavy. It's hard. It's tough to process. It's tough to own. It's tough to think through. It's just difficult. It doesn't always have to be difficult, but most of the time it really is. And prioritizing laughing, and that's one thing, like when I am feeling very overwhelmed, I do give myself time on TikTok to just like laugh. I mean, people in general, okay, anyone has the ability to make me laugh. And I feel like TikTok has been that outlet of like just laughing and following comedians or following everyday people who make everyday life so relatable through comedy. And that's my element of like, I just want to laugh. I just want to like take a break from all the deep thoughts and just laugh about something. It's therapeutic to find that side of myself as well. And to kind of wrap up this short solo cast, I think that as children, we were encouraged to think about who we wanted to be when we grow up. And we had this imagination and we had this creativity. We weren't afraid to be wrong. And we weren't afraid to raise our hand in first grade and shout out an answer, even if it was wrong. And then somewhere along the lines, we were conditioned to stop being playful, to take things seriously, and to focus, and to be ambitious, and to be driven, and to be the best. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that, okay? But what I am recognizing in myself and a trend, especially in America, is that we take things so seriously that we have stopped honoring and seeing the value in doing something just for fun. I am a serial entrepreneur. I am multi-passionate. I can do something fun and I automatically try to figure out how can I make money from this? How can I turn this into a business? And there are certain things about my life that I don't want to do that. Like for me, that's reading. My creative outlet, my imagination is I read fiction. I love sci-fi fiction, fantasy fiction, supernatural fiction, all of it. Like love, love, love reading fiction. That is my version of taking a step out of everyday life and jumping into another world and reading. Now for you that could be something else, but reading fiction is a hobby that I've built that I know I'm not going to try to make money around. I'm not going to try to turn that into a business. That's just strictly for me to have fun and to be creative and to think through and to just enjoy. I'm just enjoying it. And I think that we can sometimes get so focused on taking things seriously and being ambitious and being driven, and we lose sight of all the fun things along the way because we're so focused. And I am not putting down ambition. I'm not putting down focus. But we're still human beings. We are not robots. And we need to take breaks. And we need to reconnect with that creative, young version of ourselves, that inner child, and start thinking through how can we bring that inner child out more. In the way that we're curious, in the way that we create, in the way that we ask questions, in the way that we aren't afraid to fail because failure is a part of the process. Something I used to do whenever I was really struggling with taking life so seriously or being really hard on myself or looking at all the growth I had ahead of me and feeling overwhelmed by it because I was trying to take it all on at one time, trying to heal quickly, you know, really trying to turn it into a to-do task instead of looking at it like the journey that it is and the process that it is I started to find old pictures of myself as a kid, like a little girl, 5 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, and I would screenshot it and make it my background on my phone. And the reason I did this was because, one, I look at my phone all the time, right? We're always on our phones. I needed the daily reminder, the multiple times a day reminder, that inside of me is that little child, and I need to nurture her, and I need to care for her, and I need to bring her out in the way that I smile, in the way that I laugh, in the way that I'm unapologetically myself, because I love to play and I love being creative. And there's something about being playful and childlike as an adult that the world has deemed irresponsible. And this is something that I've really worked on. And actually, one of my really, really dear friends, her name is Jess Stedham. She's a fantastic photographer, and her and I have done a lot of traveling together. And I'll never forget this ever, like ever, 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 is we were sitting in this Italian restaurant in Jasper, Canada. I think Jasper is in Alberta. It's near Banff National Park. We were sitting in this Italian restaurant in Jasper, and we were talking through areas that we wanted to grow in, and I asked her, you know, we're on this big trip. We were in Canada for a couple weeks. We did this big road trip slash took this train across country. And I asked her, like, what do you think I could grow in? And she said, you know, Lex, I just feel like I want you to step into this playful, you know, you're so focused on the schedule. You're so focused on, you know, the movement, getting forward, going. Like, I want to see you enjoy the moment more. And I want to see you just have that playful energy. Because she is very playful, and I admire that. And I want to be like that. And in that moment, I didn't realize that other people could see that in me, that I was so focused and so focused on the task that it was hard for me to let loose. It's hard for me to let go. And I told her, I said, honestly, I think my biggest fear around being playful and around taking it easy and taking a break and being, you know, that imaginative 7-year-old version of myself, right, is it feels irresponsible. It feels like, yeah, it just feels like I can't do it because, you know, someone has to be the serious one. Someone has to be the ambitious, driven one that's focused on the goal, the one that's focused on the calendar, the schedule. And I told her that, and she said, the beautiful thing is that you and I are both adults, and I don't need you to keep my schedule for me. I don't need you to keep me on track. We're here to have fun. We're here in Canada, traveling around, visiting national parks, taking fun pictures for fun. And as much as I understand where you're coming from, I also want to release you from this idea that you have to be the responsible one all the time. And that was really a pivotal moment for me where, I mean, I was, how old was I at that point? I was 23 at that point. So this was 4.5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. And it really gave me the permission to look at myself and the ways I wanted and needed to grow and see that I needed to tap back into that playful energy. And so I wanted to kind of shift this conversation back to you and ask you, what areas of your life do you feel like you can be playful? And what areas of your life do you feel like you can't have that playful energy, that imagination, that creativity, that playful lightheartedness? Where in your life do you feel like you cannot access that? Why? Why is that? The areas that you can access that playful, creative version of yourself, why do you feel comfortable enough in those situations to do that? And then the areas that you can't do it, why do you feel uncomfortable doing that then? And what are specific tasks or hobbies or things that you can do to get out of your head, into your body, into that creative, playful energy more? Maybe that's reading fiction. Maybe that's taking a walk. I'm just curious for you, what does that look like on an everyday level? And then what does that look like on a larger scale? So for me, that everyday level is reading fiction, moving my body, and sharing a laugh with a friend, trying to find something comedic to laugh at and let go and release that tension of being so serious all the time. On a large scale for me, that's definitely travel. Travel is like my adult playground. It's like my way of being able to access this playful, exciting, curious energy that I don't always have in everyday life. And so those are kind of my versions, but I'm curious, what does that look like for you? And take the time to kind of either journal through that, process that, and think about how you can invite And I'm using that word intentionally because it's an intentional ask of ourselves that we invite more playfulness, more curiosity, more imagination into our everyday lives so that we can have this holistic integration of this driven, caring, growth-oriented version of ourselves that can also access this playful, curious, lightheartedness of ourselves, because we don't have to choose. We just think that we have to choose, and we don't. And so think through that, friends. I hope that this was a helpful episode for you. This isn't something that I've talked very much about. And it was honestly really fun to record and just kind of think through some of the ways that I've grown through this and some of the ways that I want to encourage you to think through how this might be impacting your everyday life. And just give you the permission to step into that younger version of yourself in healthy, aware ways, right? Whenever I think about going into my younger self, I don't think about me trying to transport back to an unhealthier version of me, you know, the unaware, the, angrier version of me, really, whenever I was young. It's more of looking at that young self, that like under 10 self, and trying to access that playful energy that comes with adolescence and comes with being young, because we can still access that today, regardless of how old we are. All right, friends, thank you so much for holding space for me today, and I really look forward to hearing what you learn and gain from this podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. If this was helpful for you, please leave a review. Reviews keep me going. They give me so much encouragement, and it's also a great way for the algorithm of Apple Podcasts to prioritize the show when people are searching for things around mental health, vulnerability, and self-connection, that the Deeper Life Podcast will show up. And so I really appreciate you and appreciate your time, and I hope that you have an amazing day.